Shalom to everybody. This is Elimelech Kornfeld again, wishing everybody a good Moed. And Moch Hashem, v'zeichet to another day of Chaim, Toivim, Shalom, together. We're up to a new bracha today, the bracha of Malbish Arumin. And it's a continuation of all the brachas that we have been saying and being mechazik ourselves on. We have the bracha from the beginning of Netzias Yadayim, reminding ourselves that we are refreshed, got a neshama back, ready for Avodas Hashem, Asher Yotzar, our bodies, the kind of neshama, our neshamas. And we went to the Berachas HaShachar, Nas Masech V'Aseichel, Shlos HaNegoy, Shlos HaYom, Shlos HaNisha, all the different madrigas, Kol Echad, of recognition of special matana we have to be Hashem's, Bonim Hashem Elikeinu, and a special avodah that each one of us has. Bekech Ivim, we have a wonderful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to interact with the world. What life would be without eyes would be impossible. Total darkness. And we also discussed the proper use of one's eyes. Malbish Arumin. Next bracha. The bracha is very interesting. It says Hashem is Malbish Arumin. Chazal are teaching us the way we're supposed to look at things. We say that I am Malbish myself, not Hashem is Malbish me. The other bracha is in the Chanama. Hashem gives me my body, He gives me my neshama. But here, Malbish Arumin. I do it all by myself. And Chazal, Anshik Nezagdoyu, the Baruch Koshim, are teaching us that's not the way to look at it. To realize that the lavush that we have, the clothing that we have, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this clothing. It's not something to be taken for granted. Just like we thought to try to picture in our mind how it would be without eyes. One could picture what would be if we wouldn't have clothing. We wouldn't really have to go out. We'd be embarrassed to do anything. And it's not move on they love. Not everybody has clothing. Moch Hashem, Hashem Baruch Chasto, under normal conditions, everybody does have clothing. We take it for granted. But something not to take it for granted. More than that, if we think of it, all the different things we're wearing, how much effort was put into it so we should have this garment, the different garments we're wearing. And it could have been different. So we've been set up that we have to do everything from scratch. Can you imagine what we have to do? We'd have to be planting the cotton for the cotton garments, have sheep for the wool garments, grow flax for linen garments. You know, if we have oil fields, we can make the synthetic stuff, which is made from neft, from oil. We don't have to do any of that. Not only that, we don't have to process it. We don't have to clean the fibers, we don't have to dye them, we don't have to twine them, we don't have to weave them. It's all done. This is all the wonderful system that Hashem set up for us, that we don't have to be involved with this. And even after it's manufactured, it's manufactured in places all over the world, China, America, wherever it is, and Hashem set up a system. You see how the Shema that comes all over, all from all over the world, just to the store. And Hashem gave us Barachmov enough panosa that we should be able to have the ability to buy it. The whole concept of synthetic garments is a chiddush that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala to humanity not so long ago. Who would imagine taking from oil you can make clothing? But all this is the Chazei Hashem. And Hashem did this because Hashem wants us to enjoy our life and be able to focus ourselves and the more important things in life. If it wouldn't be that way, we'd spend our whole life just being involved in just making our own clothing. But it's not that. We don't have to cannot make any tichur for it. And we have to realize, if we got that gift from Hashem, that Hashem made it so simple for us, it's for a reason. Because Hashem wants us to focus our time on the things that have a true value. I'll tell you, I'll really give you a chasodim. So once again, every time we're putting on the clothing, It's something to thank Hashem of this tremendous chesed that Hashem was matzmin to us. Clothing, all perfectly made, and the different types of clothing also. We have the weather changes during the course of the year. Hashem was mesader also, the rachmav, that we have the winter clothing, the summer clothing. Everything perfectly matrim, fitting for our needs. That's beside the etzim, physical entity of the clothing, which is something which is a basic necessity for human beings. Both mitzad, the cover of the human being, and also mitzad, just keeping warm and protecting themselves from outside elements. Together with that, with the Malbush Arumim, we have the, also, every physical thing has the spiritual side, the side of Ruach Mishim is there. You have to realize the etzem, the concept of clothing is chiddush. We see from the Pesukim that Adam and Rishon, before the chait of Adam and Rishon, they didn't have clothing. They weren't embarrassed about being without clothing. Nowadays, it says a mevayish is a orim. If a person embarrasses a person who is naked, is not considered a mevayish because the person is already in a state of busha. But initially, in the classic state of humanity, kodem achein and achinami. Why? Why was it a busha? Because then it was part of his creation, and every part of the creation that Hashem made is kodesh. We have an Hashem and our guf, and both of them are supposed to work together to be Oved Hashem. And before the chet and achinami, the Yisrael was not part of our body. It was something external, the nochosh. And if we wouldn't have the nichshal in the chet of Adam Rishon, it would have remained that way, that our bodies would be pure and holy, and there would be nothing to be embarrassed about to walk around in such a fashion. But because of chet Adam Rishon, the Eitz Hadas, it changed the whole makeup. It changed our body to being an independent physical entity that has its own drives, that has the Yetzer Hara built into the body, into the physicality. And maybe our bodies, mitzad atzmam, when you look at our body externally, that represents the tzad shava that we have with the animals, the common denominator we have with the animals. Our body became like the body of an animal, and it represents physical drives, physical values. It doesn't represent externally spirituality. Kamuvan, bisnim, the body itself remains as something that is can be kula kodesh, can be every part of the body and every yetzer within the body can be used for kedusha. But lamaisa, that's a person works on himself very much and gets into the internal understanding of the body. That's the way it is. But now, externally, the yetzer is taking control. That's what the body represents. Represents the animalistic part of a person. And that is a basic understanding of wearing clothing. Why nowadays it's an embarrassment to be naked. Why it says in the Gemara, Shabbos, the Yechonon said that my clothing is mechabdusi. My clothing is the thing that gives me covered. Because by covering ourselves up, we're showing that we recognize that my essence is not my physical side, not my physical body. My essence is what's behind that, my neshama, my metzias, is much, much more lofty. There's much more for me to do in my life than just be involved in my personal selfish drives. That's the basic thing of Levush. Covering it up and showing that I recognize that's not myself. I'm not just another animal. And the Chanami, in the Umas HaOlam, a lot of places they wear clothing to reveal the body, to show that yes, that's who we are. The essence of humanity in the Goyish world, in the Edom world, is the human body, is the physicality, all the Yisarim, all the drives, selfish drives of the body. So in the Chanami, they want to show it off because that is the person. But we are not like that. And that's why we appreciate the fact that Malbush Arum HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Koyis Nois Or. When we did fall, when Adam and Eve fell, so right away Hashem gave him a covering because it was necessary then. And it was necessary for Adam Rishon after the Chet, and it remains necessary for humanity throughout history to recognize that, yes, my body is not myself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this Eitzah and this chesed of having clothing, the first piece of garment of clothing. First clothing was given to Adam and Chava by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And the Siyat Hashma he made throughout history that we should continue having clothing is the Malbish Arum, and we recognize this as a gift of Hashem to help us focus on what we really are. Not get confused. There's another level of that also in Mani Mechabdusi. My clothing is my covered, is that aside from covering up our body, but the type of clothing a person wears also represents his chashivas. Even in the secular world, even though the what they call casual dress or whatever you want to call it is very revealing, but if you go into places that the mechab themselves, a judge, a lawyer, or people of higher positions when they're at least in their position, not when they're just home, they all wear a special type of clothing. Kind of around the king and the queen have their regal garments. Because the external clothing is a way of a person making a statement about himself. And if I'm a chosh of a person, then I wear garments that show chashivas. And that's part of the way we dress also. That's why it's important that in the Chanam we should dress mechubadik. It says if a Talmid Chacham wears clothing which is not mechubadik, with filth on it, it's chil Hashem. Because aside from just covering ourselves, it's also the external representation of covered is garments. And it is something that has meaning. Like in certain places, like they want the person not to feel any different than the other ones. So they wear one type of uniform. They're all wearing the same thing, so that one person shouldn't stick out or stand out other than another. They just be all the same thing, which has a purpose in that type of situation. By us, the uniform that we're wearing is a uniform of nechbodis, that we recognize that we're nechbodin, and the nechbodis of Klal Yisrael is the fact that the goof is not what is driving us. What's driving us is our neshama, driving us our desire to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one of the things we see in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Malbish Arumim, how much he does for us without any fanfare, without any doing it in a way that we even recognize anything's happening. The things we mentioned before, the goof, the neshama gave us, the eyes that we see, are things that if you don't pay attention to it, you don't even notice it. You think, yeah, it's muvan me'elav, it's understood by itself. Clothing also. That's epitome of chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To do things in a way that we don't even feel we're receiving anything. And like we mentioned before, this is nogeh to brachas. If I don't make on the bracha, then better I'm taking a handout from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's better to be doing to me, because I don't really deserve the clothing. If I don't, I'm not makeh toiv, I don't deserve it. A person goes through life not being makeh toiv of all the multitudes of things that he's getting. Even he says in the morning, Shkoyach Hashem. Shkoyach doesn't mean anything. It has to be specific. And that's why the Birch of the Shachar has all made specifically and the different parts of our existence and different things we have. So in the morning, when we say Ma'abi Sharum, we're saying, I recognize, Baruch Atah Hashem, this is from your bracha, from your chesed to me, whether I deserve it or not. You gave me all this clothing that I have. And like we said, it's made so simple. Brought to my doorstep came out. So that I should be able to live my life in the chubadik fashion. By saying the bracha, then we are deserving of it, because we recognize this is not something that's coming to us by itself. It's a gift from Hashem. And if we take it as a gift from Hashem, that's all Hashem wants. Hashem says, if you recognize my toivus, then you're deserving it, because you're showing your kivus elokim, somebody who's close to the king, he's deserving of everything the king gives him, because that's what the king wants. The king wants to have those people that are close to him to feel that they're close to him. So we should take advantage of this bracha again and think how fortunate we are to have the clothing with all the nekudas we said, the physical way we have the clothing and the message that it gives for us. The makir tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be worthy of having this clothing, and kamuvan with all the other brachas we're making, will be worthy to have all the good things that we deserve, and bring nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and bring lach chasodim and brocha into this world. Shalom.